not all leads are created equal. So you need to figure out which leads are the best fit for your business. So ask yourself, do they align with your niche or specialization? Do they have the budget for your services? Like, really, you have to get qualified leads, because if you're just getting leads, that's, you know, it's good, but that's not perfect, right? We want to make your business perfect. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast, brought to you by Aventive Academy. I'm your host, Katie Sandell. I'm a brand strategist, designer, creative director, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency based in Austin, Texas, serving clients worldwide. After mastering the art of building a profitable and sustainable design business, I decided to help you achieve the same success. I teach brand, graphic, and web design business owners how to attract more clients, increase their pricing, and develop design businesses that provide the financial freedom and time flexibility you've always dreamt of. We offer online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, along with our coaching, accelerator, and mastermind high-touch experiences for creatives. You can learn more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But for now, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. Today, we are diving deep into the heart of your design business, the client pipeline. I will be walking you through a few steps. And basically, this is a structured process that's kind of like your roadmap to attracting and retaining clients. A few days ago, a graphic designer reached out to me asking me, like, how can I increase my pricing? How can I grow my business into an agency? And just like overall, a lot of deep questions. But when I looked at her business from, you know, like outside perspective, I realized that the main problem is lead generation. She's not getting enough leads. And then just a couple of days later, I went for a coffee with my friend who is a brand and web designer, and she was just saying that 2024 will be her growth year, but she's not able to grow at the moment because she can't, you know, justify hiring more people because she's not getting enough clients. And I'm like, but that also has to do with lead generation. So we're going to talk about that today in today's podcast episode. You know, lead generation is where your journey begins. Leads are potential clients who have shown interest in your design services. They can come from various sources like your website, social media, or referrals from past clients. And the key is to really widen that net and build a pool of potential clients, because then you can choose who you want to work with, and you can also increase your prices, because all of a sudden you're not getting just 2 client inquiries per month, for example, but you're getting 10. So you increase your pricing, you're on demand, you can become a booked out designer and whatnot. So it's very, very important to focus on your lead generation. And I know that a lot of designers, you know, you get a project and you're then just like deep into that project, you're designing that logo or a website, you're communicating with that client, but then you put marketing to the side, and then all of a sudden leads generation and like new leads are not coming in. And then as soon as you're done with that project, you're like, oh my God, I have to post, I have to do something to get more clients. And, you know, you keep going in that circle. But when you really organize and focus on lead generation first and set aside, like, let's say a day per week, maybe not even a day, let's say 2 to 4 hours per week on lead generation and trying to get leads, you will see how quickly you will be able to grow your business. So overall, lead generation is kind of like the first step in your client pipeline. We're going to talk about the whole workflow and everything that goes under kind of like attracting and nurturing valuable design clients. But again, it all starts with lead generation. So as mentioned, clients and leads can come from a lot of different sources, but let's talk about a couple of them. So the first one is social media. You can post on Instagram, on TikTok, on Pinterest, on YouTube. You know, some of them are not really social media platforms, but we treat them like they are. So, you know, you can keep posting. Maybe clients will come that way. You can also blog. You can really focus on SEO and your website. You can also go to networking events. Like, you just have to figure out, and this is now a totally different topic, but you have to figure out who your ideal client is, where they hang out, and what strategies you need to do in order to attract them. Like, what is that you're going to do? And if that is going to networking events, how many networking events are you going to attend per week or per month? And if you are an introvert and you don't like networking events, maybe you have to figure out on how many podcasts you're going to show up every month, or how many YouTube videos you're going to create every month, or how many reels or carousels for Instagram you're going to create, and so on. So basically, again, this is a totally different topic. Like, how are you going to attract clients? That depends on who your ideal clients are and the exact design services that you offer. But overall, you really have to focus on that lead generation and bringing people to your business. Now, the second part in your client pipeline is lead qualification. So once you have your leads, the next step is lead qualification. Not all leads are created equal. So you need to figure out which leads are the best fit for your business. So ask yourself, do they align with your niche or specialization? Do they have the budget for your services? Like, really, you have to get qualified leads, because if you're just getting leads, that's, you know, it's good, but that's not perfect, right? We want to make your business perfect. So what I mean by that is, I think it was 2016. I was like so overwhelmed. I was getting leads all the time, like maybe even daily. Like, it was crazy. But those were all leads that were coming through Craigslist. So if you know what Craigslist is, it's basically almost like a Fiverr and Upwork from the history. So Craigslist is known for cheap services, one-off things. And honestly, I don't even know who goes to Craigslist anymore. And maybe people do. But Craigslist was really attracting, for me, bad clients. At that time, and I'm really like thankful that I was able to build my business off of Craigslist, but I was charging $69, $150, $240, you know, like a maximum like $1,000 for a logo design. And not just a logo, I was also working on colors and typography. And, you know, I was charging $500 for a full custom website. I don't know. It's crazy to me, like, to even think about it. But long story short, I was getting a lot of leads, but all those leads were not that great. They were okay at the time, right? So they were not good leads. Let's go with that. Those were not the leads nor clients that I wanted to get, but I didn't know how to build a business at that time. I didn't know how to, you know, get clients, how to get leads. Like, I didn't know anything. So I was just like, oh, any lead is a good lead. And, you know, later on, I'm like, well, I actually don't want to work with these people. So for example, now I know exactly who my ideal client, not just like ideal client, like who has the money to afford me, but I know what kind of project I want to work on. And I know how to get that project. So if I want, let's say I want to work on packaging for a lipstick, I know exactly how I'm going to get that. Like, I know what actions I need to take so that I can get that kind of client in the next month or two. And so, you know, we have to figure out exactly what we want and then figure out how to get the exact leads that we want. And then those leads are qualified. You know, qualifying leads, like, it saves you so much time and resources by really focusing on those who most likely are going to become your clients. So let's say, if you want to work on website design for a yoga studio, then when a yoga studio owner comes to you, you know that that lady is qualified just because it's in your industry. And then from there, you know, there are different ways of figuring out who is qualified and who is not qualified. For example, if you are charging $20,000 for a website, that means that you can't, I mean, someone who's just starting their yoga practice at home, they most likely will not have $20,000 to afford you. So you have to, you know, so that's basically like qualifying your leads. The next thing, so now that you have qualified leads, it's time for engagement. Again, we are talking about full client pipeline. So the first thing was lead generation. The second one is lead qualification. And now the third one is engagement. This is where your marketing efforts come into play. So you will have to like showcase your skills and expertise through content marketing, a stunning portfolio, and a compelling, you know, value proposition. And you will have to like engage with your audience and build that connection, like make them see why your design services are the perfect solution to their problems. And I've mentioned this so many times, but many designers really focus on the deliverables, like, and that's how I was too. I would focus on, hey, I provide a logo design, I provide a website, I provide, you know, like this many revisions and whatnot. But what clients actually care about is they want to make more product sales, they want to get more customers to the door, they want to get more leads for their business, you know, their business owners as well. Just think about that. And so you really want to talk about how your design services can solve their problems. Before we continue with this podcast episode, I just want to quickly remind you that if you're a design business owner whose dream is to have a successful and profitable career so you can enjoy the freedom and flexibility that comes with it, then I have something for you. The Profitable Designer Program is my signature 12-week system that will help you improve your business, sign amazing, high-paying clients, and truly achieve your financial and lifestyle goals. Visit AventivAcademy.com/profit to check if you can join us now or if we are currently not accepting more designers into the program. In that case, you will be able to join the waitlist and be the first to know when we open the doors again. Now, we'll go back to the episode in a second, but I just want to add that designers who completed the program were able to sign five-figure design clients, 10 times their pricing, reach six figures and beyond, make $20,000 per month while working only a few hours a week, and more. So if you want to be my next success story and achieve results like these, visit AventivAcademy.com/profit. Now, let's go back to the episode. Once they know that you can solve their problems, they're engaged. They want to talk to you. They want to follow you. And I'm not just, you know, talking about numbers on social media, but they want to follow your work. They want to see what you have to say. They want to see your stories. They want to see your emails. They are, you know, subscribing to your email list. They're checking your portfolio and if you have some new work, and they're really engaged. Like, this is really all about your marketing and making your audience engaged. And I'm sure you have heard that term so many times, but in a sense, so from Instagram perspective, is like when people comment, and maybe your audience is not going to comment. Like, that's what I've seen the most, that my audience never comments, but they contact us immediately. So, okay, so that was the third part, engagement. The next one is conversion. Once you've engaged your leads, the next milestone is, as mentioned, conversion. So this is where a lead becomes a paying client. It's really a summary of like your efforts. But remember, it's not just about selling. It's about solving their design challenges and meeting their needs. So this is when you deliver exceptional value and the conversion will follow naturally. So as mentioned, you engage with people, actually they engage with you, and then you talk with them, you sell your design services in a way that's not selling, but serving. And what that means is, and we are not talking about sales calls a little bit too, but when you're on a sales call, don't you know, try to push your offers, but really ask the questions. Ask your client, what is that they're trying to achieve? Why now? What is, like, what problems do they have their current branding, if they have some? When do they have to launch? Do they have other support system? Like, really be curious, be almost like their advisor, but also their friends. Like, you are there to listen and not to sell, because, and you know this, like, if you have ever gone to a networking event and when someone is trying to sell you something, you're immediately like, no, I don't want this. Versus when someone is just like, wow, this is what I offer. And, you know, without like selling, they just explain what they offer. And then they are like, oh, and I can help you with the problem that you have by, you know, doing this and that for you. You're like, oh yeah, I'm curious. I mean, we all want our problems to be solved, right? We just don't want to be sold to. So when selling, really think about serving and how you can help those, how you can help your clients get to the next level, whatever that next level for them is. So let's just recap what we talked about so far. And there are a few more steps. So the first one was lead generation. The second one is lead qualification. And then we have engagement. And then we have conversion. So that is how you basically, you know, get clients. That is the client pipeline, those four steps. And then the fifth step. So after the conversion, your journey is far from over. You enter the stage of client relationship management. This is where you nurture the client relationship. You would deliver like top-notch service. You would communicate effectively and you would exceed their expectations. And I know that that sounds way easier than it really is, but when they're looking for a logo design, for example, you're not going to present that logo just, you know, as a flat logo on a white piece of paper, but you're going to really put effort into your presentation, into explaining the process, your thoughts behind the logo designing and all that stuff that they do care about. So that's really like delivering top-notch service. Like when they contact you, you want to respond to them as soon as possible. It doesn't have to be in that 1 hour. It doesn't even have to be that day. It can be the next day, but don't let your clients wait for 2, 3 or more days. It's just not acceptable, if you ask me. You have to communicate effectively with them. And I'll give you an example. So a few months ago, I hired a new virtual assistant and she was supposed to work for me 15 hours. And every time when I would give her some tasks, and then she completes that, she sends it back to me, then I give her something else. And, you know, we are working back and forth. She's my virtual assistant. She was mostly working on Instagram captions. She was working on some carousels and, you know, a lot of different things. But I never knew where we are at. I never knew if she spent 4 hours or 8 hours or 12 hours. And I really wanted to know that. Not because I am, you know, trying to micromanage or trying to, you know, figure out how much I need to pay her. Like, I knew how much I need to pay her. I just didn't know how much extra or more work I can give to her. I have no idea if she spent 10 hours this month or 2 hours. So I was not happy. Like, I honestly didn't feel like she just didn't communicate with me. And I see now, I mean, I saw it even in the past when I was hiring some other people, but you know, I was client in this case, and I really wasn't happy with the service that she delivered. And when it comes to exceeding expectations, I'm not talking about you designing 4 different website design landing pages just to impress the client. No, I'm just talking about when, you know, they deliver a content for a website. Again, I'm just using now website as an example, but when they deliver content, or if you were the one working on the content, like really put effort into designing that homepage. Find amazing stock photos, add more content, like really provide value. Like, you want to exceed their expectations. And it doesn't, you know, just have to be in designs, but maybe you're halfway through the homepage and you contact them. Hey, I would love to update you. Let's hop on the call. I want to share my screen with you. I want to show you where I'm at. You know, you really want them to be satisfied. A satisfied client is more likely to return for future projects and also recommend your services to others. Okay. Then speaking of returning clients and referrals, that leads us to the next step, which is retention and referrals. So happy clients can be your biggest advocates, like they're your fans. They not only keep coming back for more, but also bring new clients through referrals. So keep the lines of communication open, maintain the quality of your work, and really encourage them to spread the word about your exceptional design services. One of the ways I keep in touch with my past clients is that I reach out to them 6 months or a year after we completed the project. If it was a new business, new brand, and so they needed everything from scratch, then I would ask them, how is the business going? Have you launched your business? How are the sales? Do you need any additional design services? Or I would ask them, do you happen to know anyone who would benefit from the services that we offer, which are brand strategy, visual identity, packaging design, and the website design? You know, just like, hey, I'm checking in. Or if we were working on a project that was a rebrand, hey, how are things going? How has business been since the rebrand? You know, just kind of like, hey, but it's not just like a marketing strategy to get referrals. I'm also genuinely curious about how my past clients are doing. I really want to know if they were able to launch their business, how are things going, if they need any additional help. And even if it's not me, like maybe they need marketing help. Maybe they need someone who's going to help them with Facebook ads, someone who's going to help them with TikTok or something like that. And then I'm going to reach out to my friend who is the owner of a marketing agency and tell her like, hey, Nicole, you want to come in? Hey, you know, my client, my past client needs help with this. And then again, I'm making my client super satisfied and happy because even though I don't offer this service, I genuinely helped her and, you know, she will send me a referral as soon as she can. Okay, and the next thing is, so the seventh step is basically looking into your analytics and optimization. So your client pipeline is not a set it and forget it system. Like you would have to continuously monitor your pipeline's performance. You will use data and metrics to identify what's working and what needs improvement. Like you would have to then, based on that, optimize your strategies to refine and really figure out your client's acquisition and retention processes. And I know that that sounds now like super complex, but let me just once again recap everything. So lead generation, lead qualification, engagement, conversion, client relationship management, retention and referrals, and analytics and optimization are part of your client pipeline. So basically, everything that I talked about today is about like understanding and mastering your client pipeline. A well-structured pipeline is the backbone of a profitable design business. And if you implement these strategies effectively and watch your, like you will really watch your client base grow and thrive. Okay. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, keep designing with purpose. Thanks for tuning in to the Profitable Graphic Designer podcast. But wait, before you go, if you enjoyed this podcast episode and want a chance to access one of our online courses for free, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Each month, one lucky reviewer gets to pick a course as a token of our appreciation. And here's a reminder. We are here to help you build the design business of your dreams. Whether it's creating compelling proposals, attracting 10K clients, pricing your design services, improving your portfolio, reaching six figures and beyond, or helping you stand out, we've got you covered. I invite you to join over 1,000 designers in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer. Visit AventivAcademy.com/profit. And also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. That way, you'll be the first to know when each new episode drops so you never miss out on future content. Until next time, be sure to connect with us on Instagram at Aventive Academy, where we share valuable business tips, stories, and resources for brand, graphic, and web design business owners. Bye for now. Your host, Katie Sandell.